Blog Talk Radio.
Because they still have Rocky fighting and competing with the heavyweight champion. I mean,
yeah.
He doesn't win; it's a draw.
No, a draw.
He loses by decision, right?
Right.
2-1.
He doesn't win; a draw. He lost.
No, he does lose, but he becomes a crowd favorite, and he doesn't go walk in the tunnel, and then he gets a standing ovation. Everyone's pulling for him. But that one's very dramatic, and it was a great one. I loved it. But this one, Creed's better.
What's the difference between that one and Creed?
Creed's more believable. You know, it's the younger people fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always far-fetched, the whole saga.
Yeah, including Creed, too. Which
all Creed's good except for number 5.
Yeah. And maybe number 2, but we will do Rocky Day and
everything. That's you listening to Ennis. 2 is my favorite.
It's not just saying my other people say.
No. A lot of people I grew up with said 2 was their favorite.
And
you know, Chris's and my teacher from Norwood, Mr. Clements, he always used to say that.
Well, good for him.
Russell Clements. Rocky 2 is his favorite movie of all time. Want to kick it off with that? Chris, you want to tell people what we're doing today?
Once again, you love predictions. I think it's the only reason that we continue to do this endeavor is so we can get predictions on record.
We can get his on the record, too, actually. So
well,
let's go.
How are you? Hello.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I'm back from retirement. It's football
it's your
season.
Show. Yes. You're back.
Now I'm back.
Welcome.
First off, before we start talking football, Rocky 2 by far was the best Rocky movie out of the series. I never saw Balboa, so tell Dad thanks for ruining it. And then did you guys just say that Creed 2 is coming out?
It's nothing official yet, but I wanted to because they still got more to do.
Oh, you wanted to, but you haven't seen anything.
Well, they say they're going to do one eventually, but who knows? There's no date or anything official like that.
No. Right.
But
so,
you know
no,
how much they've left to do. He's got to taste some success before we end it.
What do we got for Monday night? What's the Jamie C prediction? Are we going to hold that for later in the show?
I think it's going to be another close game. I would not be surprised if they lose. But I think the prediction for this very game is not. I think it's a high scoring. What am I going to go? 27-20. We win.
And you win. So he says South Al broke the game down yesterday pretty good. And he has us losing on every front, but then has us winning the game. So I didn't understand what he was doing.
I think that's fair. Passing yards, I think we could lose that. Rush yards.
We lose on every matchup.
I said that's possible. I do. I don't believe in a defense. I You know, they didn't get a lot of pressure last week. I think the secondary is still a question, especially with no Leotis. So, I think that's possible.
Wow. That should be fun. At least it'll be a nice, peaceful Monday night game.
Yeah. Peace. I can't believe we get the second one. Why do we have to do that?
Why? You don't want the second one?
Let's build some drama. If we got to lay an egg and we're 1-1, it's like we did Monday Football for no reason. And everyone's watching. So I just
yeah, but that could help us, though. Playing on that stage because we're not supposed to win that game. So maybe, you know, the Monday Night Lights, get everybody all tweaked up.
Maybe. So I said they win outright. They are laying the 3 points, which doesn't make much sense at all to me.
Did that tell you we covered the front of the Birds Wagon's name and we changed the Birds to Wentz? So now it's the Wentz Wagon?
Oh, yes. You got to do that.
We got to do it, right? We got to put lines through it.
Yeah. You got to do Sharpie through it.
We'll do it for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you got to do it at least for a little bit. Get people talking. People talk enough about it already, but you need a little more.
That's true.
Make it pop.
We'll get that. We'll do it. I'll do it. That's a good idea. All right, what else are you doing today? I've got nothing on the agenda except close the pool.
I probably don't have nothing much. Penn is playing at Franklin Field. I would like to get that, but I won't. I don't even know if they have any for handicap places. So I'll probably do nothing, but it'll be a good day. I'll just throw in and read and do absolutely there. All right.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Prediction. Favorite.
Eagles record.
What's the Eagles record? As we do.
Oh, man. It'd be a lot easier to make after Monday.
It is. Point.
I'll go 9-7. I'll throw a little faith their way.
He goes 9-7.
NFC champion.
He's the NFC champion representing in the 51st Super Bowl.
Oh, now.
He doesn't know. It's too hard after 1 week of
that
play.
Is too hard. It's 1 week.
He's supposed to do this before the season starts.
What?
What about and then how do you do the AFC without Brady playing?
I don't know how you do the AFC. Yeah, it's not a fair representation that the Pats, which is going to be the AFC champion, I believe, without TB12. So this is a flawed system.
I mean, you think the Panthers pull their stuff together again?
What?
It could be anybody. Well, the Niners play well. Yeah, you get this too early.
It's too early. Yes, it is. Why don't we do it after week 5?
No, this is supposed to be a preseason prediction.
Well,
fine.
Look,
well, preseason, but I already saw stuff last week.
Yeah.
All right, here. I'm going to go Niners. I'm going to say Chip Kelly does it.
He's
going to
say Chip Kelly and the 49.
And then AFC. I don't like doing this, but I'm going to say the Steelers make it back.
Steelers.
And then we're going to have to hear about it.
Steelers win.
It'd be a lot cooler if the Raiders did it, though. Wouldn't it be cooler if the Raiders actually put something together?
I think that's possible that the Raiders can make a little run. I think they're pretty good, well coached. Who's the MVP?
I have no idea who the MVP is.
Oh, you can't do that. I know. You gave us enough to tap out.
Yeah, I'm done. Check.
Bye, check.
Later.
Later. people come in a lot.
Couldn't give you?
No. It's a flawed system. To know who the MVP of the league is after 1 week.
You're not supposed to do it after a week. It's supposed to be before the season even starts. You put your predictions in. All right. Do you want me to give me yours, give me mine, or get Tom in here?
I want to hear you. All
right. Well, as I said, now I was on record dropping the.
Are you going to use this 1 week as a sampling?
Well, no, because I'm not wavering from my prediction. I said this driving in the car prior to week one that I was moving my thought on the Eagles because a number of reasons. Before everything in the last 2 weeks, I said they were absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
Then I was impressed with the way they played in the last 2 weeks that I got to watch.
In the preseason with Bradford.
Right. Then they made the change, and it got me excited.
Yeah.
Then we got Dorial Beckham Green, and then
you're going out of order, but okay.
Yeah. Well, they got. I'm saying things have changed.
Right.
I had them winning like 6 or 7, and then I got caught up in the euphoria, and then I've moved all the way to 9 wins, and then that first week makes me feel like I feel good about it. So I know the schedule's brutal because we're playing at AFC North, which is
and Seattle and Green Bay.
Right. So the schedule is absolutely ridiculous. So 9 wins to find 9 wins in that is very, very difficult.
Yeah, it's a trying task.
But they got to win a lot in the NFC East, which sucks. The division sucks.
You think the D.C. Grudens cannot turn it around?
Well, they can turn it around. And you're right. 9 might be – you're right, because I don't know if we could beat anyone in the AFC North.
No, I don't think we can.
We probably can't.
Cincinnati, actually. Pittsburgh, and who else?
Cleveland. We can't beat them.
We already did Cleveland. Yeah.
No, we did beat Cleveland. I meant Baltimore. We're not beating New
I think we could beat Baltimore, but not the top set. I think Baltimore is good, but it will have to be a fluky game, but I think we could beat them.
Really? Is it here or there?
I think it's there. Here. Check
we're
it.
We're just going to get destroyed by the Steelers. It's going to be
like 35-14 or something like that.
But Monday night should be a blast. Because
it's going to be great.
It's fun to watch them when we're going good. It's just – it's. The warmth and the activity of my body.
I think Doug is getting better at the podium. He's not a total wreck saying anything. He's getting the coach speak down a little bit. So good on you, mister.
Now, the NFC prediction did not look good the first week, but I still thought they would be good going into it. I'm going to say the Cardinals. The AFC team, I hope I'm not doing this based on last week because that's cheating. But I'm going to say the Steelers. They looked ridiculous, I thought. They looked unstoppable. And Antonio Brown looks like it's just like a monster. So I'm actually going to pick him as wide receiver as my MVP. I know that's very rare.
Yeah.
It's usually a
possible
quarterback. Like it could be Roethlisberger, but I'm going to go with Antonio Brown. And then for the Super Bowl champ, I'm going to go with the Steelers. And I know that I don't want that to be heavily influenced from watching week one just because we couldn't get our show in last week. But hence is the reality of what happened. So I have to.
All right.
Have to do okay.
By the way, so do you want my my thing?
What do you got for the Eagles record?
It's not quite at 9 yet. I still got to stick at 8 wins.
8-8.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
8-8.
Who do you like coming out of the NFC?
I think it's got to be. I think it's got to be, I don't know, got to be Carolina. I just don't see anyone else.
That's a good one.
Making
a, that knucklehead in the other room is going to pick them.
I want to pick someone else, but I just can't see anyone sustaining it and being able to do it.
Who do you like coming out of the AFC?
I think it's got to be Pats.
Okay.
And the Pats win.
Okay.
There we go.
And who's going to be the MVP of the league?
I did not know that yet.
Well, I know you don't know it. Yeah, it's a prediction.
Well, I think
it's... you go on record, and then you look like a superstar if you get it right.
I might change my Super Bowl. Here's my final answer. Right? Carolina, yeah. I think if Carolina and the Patriots, yeah.
Yeah. You know what's amazing about the Patriots?
I don't feel good picking a one-loss team.
There's no way they should have won that game to start the season at Arizona. There's just no way without Brady and without Gronk.
Yeah.
If they could go do that, and I'm picking the Cardinals to go to the Super Bowl, that's like this team's scary good, you know? But
I don't have enough faith in Pat in North Carolina, so I'm gonna have to change it to the.
Don't change. Go with your first instinct.
No, I am not picking a one-loss team after week one.
No, you can't do that.
They go champions.
You cannot worry about that. Now, let me. Who's going to MVP of the league?
I can't.
Grand is on the line.
I can't do that. No. Go ahead, Frank. You're up.
Who's up?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's your prediction for Monday night?
I think it's going to be close. I think there's going to be a couple like turnovers, and I think they pull it out. I think they could get torched on defense by Cutler and the Bears passing attack. Cause I've not seen enough of anything really, but especially in the secondary. And if Leotis McKelvin is out, that would kind of shatter their safety net. So I think they could get torched in the back, but I think they'll win.
How about the fact that Cutler was on the E60 with you, by the way, right?
Oh, yes. I can't believe you always remember that. But, yeah, he's on for 2 minutes along with the origin of that Gatorade bath was the other thing. And Jay Cutler's wardrobe.
But anyway, Cutler's inconsistency could help the Eagles, right? I know recently he's played pretty well, though, right?
It could, but he did look good in Houston. But you know him, he has a tendency to make bad throws. And his interception to be skyrocketing. To be tremendously high, so yeah, he's very erratic.
I know it's really early, but what do you think about the Phillies outfield next year? Do you see anybody that's good enough to keep? Anybody? Just anybody good enough to keep in the outfield? I'll let you pick anybody.
I think Roman Quinn is the only one you could even make an argument for.
Really fast, great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think he's like you're about to say, he's got all the tools if he could just stay healthy. I really
right.
do. I think Aaron Altair could stick on the roster. I don't think he'll ever start, but he could be a fourth outfielder. Who else do we got? Borges now.
Yeah, but don't a bunch of those guys that can stay on the roster but not necessarily starters or start? Don't they have a bunch of those?
I guess Borges could stay on the roster, but I would not be comfortable with I don't think
yeah.
Who do they have? Borges, I guess he could stay. Goodell, I want him to go. I think he's worthless. And who else?
All right.
This is their basic four.
Any trivia?
So
trivia, or you on to your next guy?
Are you ever going to get the trivia back? That's the question, because people love this trivia.
We need his Eagles record.
All right, what's your Eagles record? That's the only thing I'll ask you, because I know you have a big
Eagles record.
Day.
Eagles record will be
7-9. 7-9.
Yeah.
Who are your Super Bowl teams?
Pardon me?
Your Super Bowl teams. I know it's only been 1 week. It's hard, but.
Well, James, it's too early for that. I'm not sure. All right?
All right. It's too early, right, yeah.
Buddy. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. It's just
too early. I'm never doing this again.
What?
The prediction shows are going to be before. The fact that the one game's going on, it's mixed your brain up so much. You're having trouble with it.
What?
You're having trouble with the concept of because the game. Normally, you put your predictions out before the season starts.
That's so hard. I want my predictions to mean something based on evidence of the year.
Tommy, can you come here for a sec? We want to get your predictions on record here.
I know you're smart because your prediction show did not work. But it is too early. That's the reality.
Bob? Well, we're on the air here.
That's the
reality.
Yeah. Which you all want to know. I want the Cards or not. But
on the. Panthers
as
your five.
Well. No, I'm changing to the Packers. Pats and Packers, that's it.
Now you're changing it?
Yeah.
I'm going to write down you before flopping, of course. Over near the microphone, please. What do you like for the Eagles record? He said 9-7. He's whispering like a church mouse. Who are the Super Bowl teams? Who won the NFC?
Eat that shirt.
Well, you had the Cardinals and Seahawks and Packers all, and the Panthers, four teams in the NFC, all making it as one of the five. As four of the five teams that could possibly win the Super Bowl, so you should pick one of those four. Cardinals, Seahawks, Packers, Panthers.
He is paying his attention to Balboa. Panthers.
You got the Panthers. Who do you got coming out of the AFC? You have Patriots as your only team left there in the five, so you want to go with them?
Sure.
And who's going to win that game?
Okay.
Super Bowl. Panthers, Packers. Panthers, Packers.
Our team is the Cardinals.
All right.
And.
Change into the Cards.
I really don't. I'll say this in a minute because I have a thing to say.
All right. Who's going to win, the Patriots or the Cardinals?
Patriots.
And who wins the MVP for the whole league?
Antonio
Brown. That's what I have, too. All right, thank you.
I would say that I am not supremely confident in, like, any of the NFC powers after the first week performances.
Packers look bad, Cardinals look bad, Panthers look bad. Yeah, and who are my five guy teams? I have... These were done before the season started, which are like either Panthers, Cardinals, and that's it. And the AFC has the Pats, Bengals, and Steelers. I'm the only one that can the Bengals any love. And they won the first week.
They're good, but it's going to be tough this week down in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. It's in Pittsburgh, right?
You're right.
Which sucks, but, oh, I can't wait. That's going to be, what is that? I want to watch that.
Sunday morning.
That's going to be a fight, that's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
You tell me there's not revenge coming after that?
Big revenge. No Vontaze.
Then we'll take the Steelers out after they beat the Bengals last year.
Denver?
Wait, that was the Steelers Bengals game that had that problem, right?
Yeah.
All right. Amazing.
Perfect and good old Joey Porter. Joey Porter beat it up and it worked. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Amazing.
This genius by Jerry Porter.
There's
right?
No business being out there. None. It drives me nuts. I hate thinking about that game. If I'm this mad about it, I can't imagine how they're
going to. Is that up there with
this
you?
This is going to be something.
What are some of the games that you can't stand thinking about?
The Super Bowl that ended with the Patriots
yeah.
Stopping the Seahawks. Oh. I hate that.
I hate that big time.
It's just a great play. What is it? Hate?
Our Super Bowl against the Patriots. I hate thinking about Fog Bowl.
And you hate thinking about the Jerry Porter Vontaze Perfect.
No, well, yeah. A lot of the stuff is a lot of my hate thinking about is poison to us.
But there's still no Vontaze Perfect and still no Le'Veon Bell.
Atrocious Monday night game. Eagles Dallas 1997-98. That we were about to kick a field goal from like 20 yards to win the game. And they botched the hole. He just fumbled the hole. Tommy Hutton, I think, was the place setter. And they just botched it, and we fumbled it, and the game was over, and we lost. That was one of the more painful losses to have to endure Eagles history.
Let's look at some games. How much time do we have?
What, for this week? For
yeah. And see, tell me something you're excited about, and then we can do picks or not. I don't know.
Why do you need eyes? Now on the website, it has an eye. View sight. All right, we got, I would have never thought the Jets would go into Buffalo and win that, but okay.
Yeah.
Carolina, San Fran. As I told you, I picked them in my suicide. I don't see how Carolina doesn't destroy them by 20 points.
It's a bit.
What's the spread on that?
13.5. It's huge.
Baltimore. See, I'm trying not to look at the spreads when I make my suicide picks, not be influenced by that, just make the right decision.
Right.
Baltimore and Cleveland. That should be. Cleveland should go 0-16, so that should be. Tennessee and Detroit.
I think that's going to be an interesting game because in that game. What did Tennessee play last week? They lost it to the Vikings. But if Detroit wins that game, I think that Detroit could be good. So we'll see what they do against.
Picking the week two winners. Got Kansas City and Houston.
Big game.
That's a good one. Miami and New England game.
No, nothing.
New Orleans and the Giants. You already said that's going to be a shootout.
I do.
Cincy and the Bengals. Doesn't get any better than that. Straight up. NFL football. It's going to be violent. It's going to be violent. It's going to be violent.
Woo!
Cannot wait for that game, boy. Although I should be doing work around the house. And as a matter of fact, I think I'll be watching the football game.
Yeah.
I'll be a youth.
But you can't wait to watch it.
We got Dallas, Washington.
I think that's kind of a playoff game because someone's losing and someone's going out.
Someone's going out. Wait, did Washington lose it?
Yes. Is that kind of a loser? Pittsburgh. Is that kind of a loser-lose style game? Bill Simmons thinks it is.
Loser
leaves town? Loser leaves town. Like, they're not doing anything.
Well, you're 0-2. It's not a good start. Tampa Bay, Arizona.
That could be a close game.
That's
going to
be a good game. They're two good teams.
I might pick the close. Yeah.
Now we start moving. Oh, that's a 4 o'clock game. Seattle and the Rams. That's going to be a poop show. I'm sorry. Rams are hard.
You don't think the Rams could get a little jacked up?
They will be jacked up. The Rams are horrible. You're right. It will be.
The Seahawks did not look it.
But the Seahawks have a lot to repair.
Their offensive line is horrendous.
They have a lot to repair, so I give the Rams no chance in that.
It's 6 points in the favor of Seattle. And Mike Francesa said L.A. plus 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Indy, Denver.
Mm.
That's a good one.
I love that.
Indiana.
And by the way, guess what game Seattle LA has Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. That's what I had to think.
Atlanta, Oaktown.
That's a good
game.
I'm starting Matt Ryan. Yes, this week. I see enough of Andy Dalton. especially with his matchup this week against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I'm gonna do the Matt Ryan.
Jacksonville, San Diego.
Yeah. That'll be a nothing game.
That's a nothing game, I agree.
I think Jacksonville still could be good.
Sunday night football, Green Bay and Minnesota.
Mm.
So who will you be? They give Bradford a nod yet, or they still give him a Sean Hill?
I haven't seen it.
Why you make the trade if you're not going to let him play?
It's only the second week.
Who do you like?
I still like the Pack. I don't.
Yeah. Although it's in Minnesota, that's going to be interesting.
It's a new stadium opening.
Oh, they're going to be riled up, boy. And then, well, we got a little game called Monday Night Football as your Philadelphia Eagles travel to Chicago to take on the Bears in the Windy City.
I already gave my thing on that game.
I said we win that one.
Yeah.
Say we win that game, go 2-0, and then look at the rest of the schedule and say, wow, this schedule is rough. Rough. Starting with next week.
4-25 the next week.
I think the Bears are in the definite bottom third tier.
Yeah.
We just went through all the teams. There's a lot of good ones. There's a lot of really good ones. And then you got your bottom tier.
Who's in the bottom tier? Bears, San Diego, Rams.
Bears. Diego, yeah. Jacksonville?
I think they're in the second tier.
All right. Atlanta, are they bottom tier?
Getting close to it. I'll tell you, they are.
Indy, who knows what's going on with that? Well, I didn't click anything.
All right, we're done. No one can hear us anyway, so we're done.
Oh, cousin called there.
Right.
Got him. He's been asked about the show.
Yes, quickly. Are you there, sir?
I am here. You guys, I didn't want to interrupt your game picking there.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear. Give me your
FanDuel team this week, James. Give us some recommendations, maybe. One, give me a quarterback, a running back, and a wide receiver that you love for fantasy this week, for 1 week fantasy.
Who do I like? I gotta remember. Already game started, so I could look at the games.
What do you want?
I'm looking at the games. So he's asking for a quarterback and FanDuel people. How was your unstoppable FanDuel team last week?
Yeah, really.
So we came in 14th out of 100, but you had to be in the top 12 to make money.
Oh, they didn't make any money.
It wasn't
so they
too
came
bad.
14.
We didn't do too bad, but not good enough.
Well, who do I like? Let's see. I have more games here. I think you still got like Eli against that Patriots Saints defense. I think you got to roll with him. Give him some love. And maybe Rashad Jennings still.
Rashad Jennings, really?
Yes, I see that. He's getting a lot of love this week. I'm going to jump on the bandwagon. He's on my team, and I think the Saints can't stop anyone, including him. So, who else can I give you? I'll give you some from Detroit. Detroit, I'll give you Marvin Jones. I think he could have a big game against Tennessee.
What do you think about C.J. Anderson this week, James?
I don't know what to think of. I don't know what to think of that Indianapolis team as a whole. So I'd stay
the
away from
the defense can't
separate.
Possibly be any good. They gave up 39 points last week to the lowly Lions. I think some of those Broncos are going to go off this week.
I think you're liable for a big Emmanuel Sanders game or someone like that. I agree.
He's pretty cheap, right? He's pretty cheap right now. How about going to Monday night in the Bears Eagles game? Any Eagles worth investing in? Double down on Jordan Matthews after last week. What do you think?
I think maybe, and maybe who else? maybe some Nelson Aguilar left because he's going to be low owned. Oh. He always is. And if he just lucks into a touchdown, it's going to be big for you.
And then last question, James, winding down here, the Phillies, we had a decent outing from Jake Thompson this week. What give me your starting rotation when the season opens next year.
Okay. I think it's going to be Ikoff, Jake Thompson. Who else can I give you? I think Asher can be in there. I don't know. Velasquez and Charlie Hellickson, because I think they'll do something with Hellickson still.
All right, I'll be happy if they all pan out.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get them all to pan out, but we'll see. Thank you.
Oh, let's get this prediction.
All right,
no.
Have a good week.
No.
All right.
You ready? Words prediction.
No. No one can hear us anyway.
Why?
Because where are we?
Is he still there?
Where are we, Ty? Thank you, everybody, even though you can't hear us. ¶¶